Hello, and welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I am your host, Picastanis, and this program is sponsored by Chicken Unlimited.
We want your honest opinion. Does this sound fair to you? Save 38 cents on a complete hamburger lunch at Chicken Unlimited, a hefty burger with fries, slaw, beverage, and apple puff, all for 89 cents. That's 38 cents less than menu price. Think that's a good deal? Come on in and enjoy it. At Chicken Unlimited, we're not happy until you are. Save 38 cents on a complete hamburger lunch this Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I am your host, Pete Castanis, and this is episode 3. And we will be talking about vanished grocery stores and supermarkets. Last year, I think about February, I compiled a video with photos of grocery stores and supermarkets that were in Chicago that have been long gone but are still remembered by everybody. I wrote down the list that was in the video, and I will go through some of them, maybe all, and we'll see if I can finish all of them just in time to complete the program. So I'll just run down the list here. I remember there was a store in the Loop. It was called Stop and Shop, and that was part of Hillman's Pure Foods. I remember the store very well. When I lived in the Roseland area, that is the Roseland neighborhood, and on the south side, there was a Hillman's Pure Foods. It was located on 114th Place in Michigan. My mom never shopped there, but she did shop downtown once or twice when we were there with the family. And one of the things I remember was the shopping bags. It was so distinctly, you know, it was very colorful. It had like pink, blue, and it said Hillman's on it. Oh, it was a beautiful shopping bag. And I'm still looking for that shopping bag to post on my page. And it's hard to find. I wish somebody out there would find one. So, and let me know. I would love to have that. So that was one of the grocery stores I remember. The other one is Eagle Foods. You remember that? There was one. The only one I remember was like about 87th and Harlem and in Bridgeview, in the suburb of Bridgeview. That store's changed many times. Right now it's Tony's Finer Foods, but I do remember Eagle and I remember the commercials. And I think the first one opened on the north side, I think Broadway, or it could be Clark Street. I think Clark Street, right near Loyola University. And I think one of the brands they had was, I think, Lady Something. I'm going to look it up just for a moment. Lady Lee, that's it. Lady Lee. Lady Lee products. I remember that fondly. Okay, a couple more. There was a Kohl's Foods. Now we have Kohl's Clothing, but there was a Kohl's Foods, and I think it was found in Milwaukee. It was a grocery store, then it turned into Kohl's. I think before Kohl's, it was called Main Street. I remember that. Another grocery store I remembered, I mentioned this, I believe, on the previous podcast episode, was Wiseway. It was located on South Columbus Avenue, on the southwest side, right next to Zaire, and right near the Double Drive-In Theater. I will talk about that theater in my future podcast episode. And Wiseway was a very good store. Last I heard, there's one in Indiana. I think it's still open, but a lot of people who lived in the neighborhood remembered it very well. And my mother shopped there all the time. And there was a type of donuts, glazed donuts. It was called Saps. It came in a red box, and they were delicious. I loved them. I think they were made in Ohio, but somehow they managed to be on in Wiseway, and I love them so much. And my mother used to buy them all the time. Next, we would talk about Dominick's. Now, Dominick's has been around for a long, long time. And remember the brand Heritage House? And we shopped there frequently. When I was in high school, I applied there. It was located in 71st and Pulaski. I didn't get the job, but my brother applied at the same location later on when he turned 16. And he got the job, and he worked there for quite a while, which is amazing. For me, I didn't get the job. I didn't understand why. When I was interviewed by the manager, he seemed interested, but I guess I was wrong. Another store I want to talk about is Kroger. Kroger is still around, but it was very prominent in the Chicago area in the 50s and 60s. My mother remembered it, and I remembered it too, but it disappeared later on. But it's still around all over the United States. I remember when I traveled to Nashville about 10 or 15 years ago, and I went to a Kroger store, and it was a nice store. I'm sure it is. I don't know if it was the same when it was in Chicago, but it looked fine. It looked like a Jewel, Dominick's, the same. Speaking of Jewel, I'm sure everyone remembered Jewel Grand Bazaar. That was like a expanded Jewel store. I used to like that store. I think the first one opened on 54th and Pulaski on the south side. The Jewel is still there, but it was Jewel Grand Bazaar. It was there for a few years. I remember they had a wonderful bakery. A lot of things on stock, you know, that I've noticed. I remember that. And I didn't understand why they stopped doing that. I wish someone would tell me or remember. But I remember there was these chips. You buy these chips and you buy like coupons or something like that. I don't know. So let's see. The other one I want to mention is Certified. And I remember the logo that was like a fat man, you know, like he had a big belly. And that one was located in the Roseland area. And it was there for a long time. And it was like, and also Certified Grocerland. I don't know if they're related. I think they are. And let's see. Someone sent me an email one time, and there was a store called Guido's. And it was at the Hillside Mall in Hillside, Illinois. I think they had a couple other places in the western suburbs, but they remember Guido's very well. I had a picture. I found a picture of that. And it was a good store, good grocery store. You know, very, you know, like mom and pop. Another one that a lot of people probably forgotten, and it had two locations, and it was called Mayflower Superfoods. And I think one was located on Elston Avenue on the north side, and I forgot where the other one was located. I think Kimball, I could be wrong. And it was only in business for about, I don't know, 5 years, just during the like the late 50s and early 60s. And I had a photo of that with the old CTA bus, you know, the Green Hornets. And it was riding by the Mayflower Superfood, excuse me. There was also a grocery store called CB. I recently saw a picture, and that was originally located in Berwyn, and then expanded to the western suburbs. And that was around maybe late 70s or 80s, in the 80s, and they had a little honeybee as the logo. Yeah. The next one I'd like to talk about, a lot of people remembered, maybe my age or older, is Hilo Foods. What's special about Hilo Foods is the wagon. It was a red wagon called the Hilo Flyer. I don't know how much it would cost, but I remember a lot of kids had that wagon. And used to see it when I was very little, living in the South Shore neighborhood. And there was one kid that he was riding, and he had the Texaco Sky Chief hat. that you would like a, it was like a microphone and you would yell, oh, he scared me to death. And I was about maybe 3 or 4 years old, and I remember the wagon, and I remember the logo. It's a Hilo Flyer. And that was located on 75th Street on South Shore near Exchange. And my mom shopped there all the time, and she liked it. And you see, my uncle owned a grocery store on the corner of Colfax. So whatever he didn't have, my mom shopped there in Hilo. And a lot of people mentioned the 10-cent cans display. Yeah, they were canned vegetables, anything canned, and it was on sale for 10 cents. So if you bought, I remember the advertising was 10 cans for 10 cents each. I guess so. It was like that. And it was run by a woman. Her name was Ronnie, I believe, Mrs. Ronnie. And she was one of the few women that owned a company at that time. It was very impressive. And I think the warehouse was located right near the Dan Ryan Expressway on the south side. I forgot what street. And it started in the 1930s and ended about in the mid-70s. I don't know what happened. I guess mismanagement. But I remember the ads, and they used to have the Dressel's cake, you know, the fudge cake, and the pies by Fasano. And it was a good store. I wish I'd come back. I have a Facebook page of Hilo, and I always post ads or signs. It was very memorable, very Chicago-based company. A couple of older stores that, before I was born, there was Red and White Grocery Store, Royal Blue, and Cardinal. I think a lot of people remember Royal Blue. The other store we will talk about is Omni. I remember the Omni store. That was a good store. It was, I think I remember the one in Bridgeview. And I applied there when I was in my 20s, probably during college. I didn't get the job, but it was like Cub Foods. Remember, Cub Foods is still around. It's in the Minneapolis metropolitan area, but it was very prominent in the Chicagoland area. And we went there shopping. I remember everything in bulks. And I remember the, I'm trying to remember, there was like a bakery. A beautiful bakery, and a lot of I remember, like, in barrels of, you know, they stored the food in barrels. And Cub Foods was I don't know why they left in Chicago, but I liked it very much. It was nice. Another one I want to touch on is National Foods. Now that store has been around for a long, long time, and I remember their brands. It was like Top Treat, Top Taste. And the one, the National, it was in the Roseland area. It was in, called Roseland Plaza. My mom shopped there, and it was a nice store. They got out of Chicagoland area, but then they stayed in St. Louis. I think they were based in St. Louis. I don't know, but they stayed there for quite a long time. They also had a drugstore called Care, and it's spelled with a K. I remember that drugstore very well with that, and that stuck with it. And National went out of business probably 1980s. Another store I want to talk about that was in the Roseland Plaza in Roseland was A&P. Now, oh no, I'm sorry, it was not there. It was in Roseland, but not at the plaza. It was near where I used to work, and everyone remember A&P. They remember the 8 o'clock coffee. Oh, when you enter that store and you smell that coffee, when they had you can grind it yourself. Oof, you could smell it for miles. It was beautiful. The coffee is still around. I don't know who owns it, but I never bought it. So, and I heard it was very good, very good. A&P had brands of Jane Parker. I remember the bread. It was Ann Page. I remember jellies, peanut butter. And A&P had some wonderful products. I'm trying to think what else. I remember the advertisement on TV. There was Price and Pride. There was a skinny guy. I think he was Price and the other one was Pride. I remember that in the 70s. So A&P was, they were all over. all over the place. They were like in practically every corner. If you needed something, you just go to the AMP. Next, I'd like to touch on is Colony Foods. And there were a few, that was like mostly on the south side. And my mother shopped there in the 70s. It was located in Hometown, Illinois, where there was a Hilo store. And it was a tiny store, but they had good quality products. She told me that the meats over there were great, you know. And they were there for quite a while. And the other one location, I think it was like 63rd Street and Narragansett around there. The next one, another one we talk about is Treasure Island, which went out of business about a few years ago. They were there since the 60s, I believe, maybe early, late 50s. And they were owned by a Greek family called Gamberos. And strangely enough, I never shopped there, neither did my mother. Mostly they were located north. I think the only location was south was Hyde Park. And they were around. It was a shame that closed because they had a lot of imported things, not just Greek food. They had Mexican, French, German, cheeses. They had wine, all kinds of things. It was a good store. Let's see. The next one I would talk about, well, I'll run down a list. There was Ultra Foods. There was a Super Plus, which was a discount store of A&P. There was IGA. Another one, Del Farm. Garofalo's. That was a Southside one. A lot of people remember that. And let's see, we have Auchan, which was from France. And there was one location, and it was in Bridgeview. It was like 79th Street, east of Harlem. I think it was opened in 1989 or 90, and I went once there, and it was a very unique store. And they opened another location in Houston. Only two locations. Auchan is still in business. It's in Europe. And I believe it's still in France. That's amazing. Another store I want to talk about is Edmar. I think it was owned by someone who used to play the Blackhawks. I don't remember his name. His father owned it. And there were a few locations on the south side. There was Pick and Save. The other one, Happy Foods. I think there's one left. Somewhere on I think the Edison Park neighborhood, but there was, I have a picture of Happy Foods that was in the Edgewater neighborhood. And another one was Sure Safe Food Mart. I think that was owned by a Greek family, and they were mostly located on the north side. And then I never shopped there, but I remember the ads. So that's basically it about grocery stores and supermarkets. They've changed so much over time. Products came and went. I remember seeing memorable things when I was little, you know, like candies, Hostess snacks. I was introduced to Ho-Ho's, Ding Dongs, Twinkies, of course. I remember Devil Food, Twinkies and Devil Food. It came in Devil Food, excuse me. Let's see what else. As for candy, I remember Bonomo Turkish Taffy. That was good. Candy bars came and went, like a $100,000 bar. I remember the Marathon bar. Whoa. How I missed that Marathon bar. I remember the commercials. They were funny. But that candy bar was one of my favorites. And it's a shame that it went away. Let's see what else I remember. Products, detergents. There was a laundry detergent called Cold Power. Excuse me, Cold Power, and that was around in the 60s and 70s. They don't make it anymore. But I think it's still made in Australia, which is bizarre because my cousin told me about that, and I told her, yeah, it was here, but now they have it over there in Down Under. Let's see what else about grocery stores. I remember sometimes when you enter a grocery store, you have sawdust on the floor. Didn't really smell, but, you know, sometimes it was messy like that. There were a few grocery stores that had Greek imports. There were a couple. They've been closed now. There's a few that my mother still shops, but they're far and few. Let's see what else I can remember. Jill is still around. I still shop there. Let's see what else. Dominic's is gone, which is a shame. You know, they've been, you know, a lot of people I know have worked there, and they, you know, ever since they got sold to another company, it just went downhill. So that's a shame about that. So that's it for this episode's podcast. We spoke about all the grocery stores and supermarkets that were in Chicago that are no longer around. So I'm glad you joined me. For the next episode, I'll think of something very fun. It'll take time. And then, so thank you for joining me. I'm glad to have you, and I will talk to you very, very soon. And bye-bye for now. And this is Pika Stan signing off. Bye-bye.